And another encounter we had was I was on the Hot Springs local, and I was living back in Little Rock then. And we went to Hot Springs and back. We was doing local work over at Hot Springs and back. And the Joan Mill, we had a heavy train. We had a 2700 engine, after which is another steam engine. And the Haskell turn, he run from Biddle to Haskell and back. Well, we started back. We got to Haskell. Well, over there, well, they put us a train order and put us on a wait. Well, and we was waiting behind this Haskell turn. Well, the Haskell turn, they was over at Benton working the Missouri Pacific Transfer, you know, which is getting cars in, getting cars out. And the caboose was sitting on the main line, and they was just all it was sitting on was a caboose, and where we crossed the Missouri Pacific crossing there. And I was in the doghouse, what we call the doghouse, which is a place that they made for the brakeman to ride on the back of the tank back there. And so I heard the train going emergency, and I thought, well, Missouri Pacific got the gate against it. They had crossing gates. It stayed, Missouri Pacific had to keep their line for Rock Island except when they was going across. And so I went to put my gloves on and step out of the doghouse to see what was going on. And I looked up there just the other side of Missouri Pacific Crossing, and there was a caboose. Well, there's supposed to have been a flag out. And well, it started down the, and I looked up there and I saw the fireman going down one side and the engineer on the other side. Well, I went down the back of the tank. And so just as I got over the, and I looked up and the conductor run out on the back of the caboose and jumped off waving his hat. Yeah. Well, he's supposed to been flagging. He had the flagman over there helping him do some switching. And he's going to take care of that, do the flagging for him, but he wasn't doing it. And well, just the other side of the Missouri Pacific Crossing, well, we all jumped off. The engineer, he on one side, and the fireman and me on the other side. We jumped off and tried to stand up. And as we, roll down or get away from it, because you don't know what's going to happen. Steam engine would scald you to death if for nothing else, if you got close to them, that steam. So we hit the caboose and knocked it away up the track, but didn't quite get into the train that they were switching with. And the train was in emergency. Our train was in emergency. And they knocked the big old kerosene markers that was on both sides of the caboose. They knocked them off. And the screen door of the caboose was up on our headlight. We'd knocked it off. And inside, the coal bin was knocked loose, and it was scattered all over the floor. The stove was knocked up where it was bolted down the caboose floor. The water barrel was turned over, and the ice box was is tore loose. The conductor's desk and his pigeonholes was all tore loose. And it was a mess. And so we finally got straightened up there, but the caboose was still on the rail. Wheels were still on the rail. So they wanted to try to get it into Little Rock if they could, and they didn't want to tell anybody about it. Well, this crew on the Haskell Turn managed to get into Little Rock that night and got it in Biddle Yard down there, and they wanted us not to say anything about it. So we told them, well, we wouldn't, unless they got an investigation, then we'd have to tell them about it, see, an investigation. Well, that night, they that night the caboose burned. I believe some of them set it on fire. I believe they burned it. Tell you the truth about it. I believe somebody did set it on fire, or some of that crew set it on fire. See, they burned up all the evidence.